A tip alerted police that a green Jeep that had been traveling erratically along the North Highway on a summer afternoon last year was parked at Cambrian Mall. When officers arrived to check it out, they found a stolen vehicle near Shoppers Drug Mart with a 30-30 caliber rifle and ammunition inside. They also located the suspected driver. Amy Joseph Roach admitted he was behind the wheel on June 24, 2023, when he appeared in a Sault Ste. Marie courtroom last week. He pleaded guilty to stealing the Jeep, occupying the vehicle with a firearm, and storing the rifle in a careless manner, as well as missing a Dec.19/2023 court date. The 50-year-old also was convicted of theft in connection with a February 23, 2022 incident where he tried to make off with $1,000 worth of merchandise from Canadian Tire. Ontario Court Justice Romuald Kwolek heard the owner of the Jeep had dropped it off at Roach's place to have some bodywork done. He didn't give Roach permission to drive the vehicle, prosecutor Andrew Allen said. Noting the accused has a criminal record, the Crown called the theft of a vehicle with a firearm in it risky and concerning. Allen told the court he was joining the defense in proposing an 8-month conditional sentence, which would be served in the community. The Crown was recommending this because of a pre-sentence report, PSR, detailing the rehabilitative steps Roach has taken since he was arrested, he said. Defense lawyer Jessica Belisle described her client as a very changed, very different man since he committed these crimes. Roach has a good relationship with his probation officer, and is extremely remorseful for his actions. He was suffering from depression and has taken a negative period in his life and turned it into something positive. When asked if he had anything to say, Roach apologized, telling Kwolek, "I'm moving forward, hopefully I will get better. One day at a time." The judge agreed with the proposed conditional sentence, calling it appropriate and punitive, telling Roach, "It is meant to be restrictive and not a walk in the park." Referring to the PSR, Kwolek said, "It sounds like you are doing well. And your probation officer sees a lot of positive changes in you." Roach will spend the first 5 months of his 8-month sentence under house arrest. He can only leave home for medical emergencies and appointments, employment, to look after his grandchild, and to stay at his camp, also considered his residence, where he can only go with the prior approval of his probation officer. As well, he is permitted to be outside of his residence on Fridays from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to obtain the necessities of life. During the final 3 months of the sentence, Roach will have a 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew and must stay away from Canadian Tire. Throughout the sentence, he's not to have any alcohol or drugs. "This is punishment, not party time," the judge told him. When he completes his custodial sentence, he will be on probation for 12 months, with conditions that include counseling. Roach must do 40 hours of community service and also is banned from going to Canadian Tire. Kwolek imposed a 10-year weapons prohibition and ordered him to provide a DNA sample.